Tracy, you had a really interesting opportunity today that I think not a lot of other people, athletes or otherwise, got to do. You got to meet Prince Charles today here in Toronto. What was that like?
I think it was a fantastic opportunity. He took a tour of the area where the 2015 Pan Am and Para Pan Am Games are going to be held, and he got to meet a number of Olympic and Paralympic athletes, and I was chosen to be one of them. And he seemed genuinely interested in the sport. Obviously with London hosting the Olympic and Paralympic Games in just a few days, really, his enthusiasm was pretty strong.
What did it mean to you to be one of those people that got to meet him and kind of help show off your sport a little bit?
I think it's always an honor when you're asked to represent Canada in any way, shape, or form, and then to be able to represent my sport on top of that is really a great opportunity to showcase to the world what Canada has to offer and what a fantastic place and country we are.
And like you said, it basically, it's 100 days to the start of the Paralympics, really is just days, weeks away. What does that mean for you and for your teammates in terms of preparing for the Paralympics?
Well, we've laid the foundation over a number of years. The team actually has been semi-centralized since January in either Germany or Alabama. And in just about 10 days, the entire team will move to the University of Manitoba, where we'll be centralized right up until we leave for London. So it gives us a time to really just get our timing down as individuals, work out any kinks in our game. But in terms of fitness and skill and all the base, that's been laid over, I would say, the last 6 years.
What does it mean, or what does it change for you guys as a team when you do make that centralization move to all be together in preparation and practice leading up to an event like the Paralympics?
It does a lot of things for us. Obviously, it helps us with our cohesion on the court, our timing, just that synchronicity. When you throw that blind pass, you've done it so many times, day in and day out, to each and every player on your team that you just know where they're going to be. So it makes the game a little bit smoother on the court, but I think it does a lot for us off the court as well. You know what? We learn about each other as individuals. We become maybe more understanding as teammates. So, if something happens, you understand the person better, how their reaction is going to be. And so, on the days when somebody needs to be cut a little slack, you give them that because you know why they need it. And on the days when, somebody needs a little extra boost or push, you know when to offer it. So it just helps us become, I guess, closer as a group and understand each other better.
And being that you're headed to your sixth Paralympics, you've been around this program for a really long time. As one of the I don't want to say elder statesman, but someone who's been around the team for a long time, what do you think you bring to some of your younger teammates in terms of preparation and getting ready to go to the Paralympics?
Well, I think this team is actually really unique for the Canadian women's wheelchair basketball team because we had such a long stretch where we kept our core players together between basically 1992 till almost 2008. We had very little turnover, maybe just one or two players each games. So the core was experienced. They knew what to sense, what to feel, and what the games were about, and just the entire atmosphere and environment. So it didn't throw them off. I think this time we've got a lot of young players coming in that are incredibly talented, great skills. But sometimes at a multi-sport games, it can be pretty daunting when you've got 165 other countries there, and you walk into a stadium with 80,000 people screaming for you. It's overwhelming. It really does take your breath away. And I think so, a lot of the athletes who haven't been to a Paralympic Games before, they've already started asking the questions of what's it like? What does it feel like to be on the podium? What does it feel like to walk into the opening ceremonies and and just have your breath taken away like that? We're able to talk to them a bit and just share our experiences and also just be that like kind of guiding and calming influence because we've been there, we've done it before. And we know what are distractions, and we know how to deal with those distractions, and because we've had to for years. And so I think it'll really add to the team dynamic of having the youth and the veterans.
When you're sharing stories like that, or your experiences at past games or world championships or things like that, do you have any, memories from 92 or things like that that really come back really strongly to you?
What? There's so much about the games, and a lot of times, what happens on the court, obviously, is why we're there. But it's the little things that happen off the court. Like I remember in Barcelona, we were in the athlete village, and Canada had a fantastic view of the Mediterranean Ocean, and we overlooked the giant terrace. And one day we waterbombed our coach, and it was hilarious because he was sitting out there just to catch some rays before he had to go to a practice. And the next thing we know, he was soaked and angry and furious, and like the other 12 women were dying laughing. But it's enjoying those little moments away from the court. I think that's what the memories that are the strongest. I would say maybe second strongest, you know, being on the podium with the flag raising up and hearing the anthem played and a gold medal around your neck is probably, that's the pinnacle. Obviously that's why we're there. But it's the other moments, you know, catching a bus that gets lost and ending up in the wrong part of Barcelona, or being in Atlanta and, you know, having the bus forget to pick us up and be stranded at a venue and we end up in the park on swings and going down slides as adults and just goofing around. Those are the fun things that happen, and that's when you really know how to enjoy your teammates and enjoy being a team together.
I bet. Working towards London, what are the expectations? I think you touched on a little bit for this team, you know, being maybe a bit younger team or having some turnover from, you know, the last few years where, like you said, you had a pretty much the same team over and over again. What are you women expecting for yourselves out of this experience?
Well, we had a major overhaul after Beijing, and it was needed, in all honesty. You know, we didn't perform well in Beijing. It wasn't our greatest competition, and we needed to change the way and how we were playing the game and where our team was headed. So I think, you know, brought in coaches and players that really did that. And we went through some growing pains, no doubt about it. But in 2010, at the World Championships, we finished third. So we're back on the podium. We're heading in the right direction. We're moving up. And I think this team, more than many in the past, is hungry. They haven't won gold. They haven't been on top of the podium. They want to put Canada back on the top. And so that hunger and that intensity is really, really exciting to be a part of. And, you know, and I think anything other than the top of the podium will be disappointing.
In the 2010 World Championships, you wrote a blog during it, kind of detailing some of your experiences. Any plans to continue that for your London experience?
Yeah, there was a lot of silliness and things that happened. And yeah, I like to blog about it. My friends are always laughing. They're like, you talk about getting lost in a fishmonger's market. And I'm like, because it was funny. But I have actually started up a blog, it's Canadian Girl 12, and it just, you know, just to kind of keep my family and friends in the loop of what happens on the court, but also what happens off the court. It's what the silly moments that we have that are probably some of the best memories.
So, and what's the title or the website for your blog?
I believe, and I'm going to apologize, I think it's Canadian Girl 12, but Canadian CDN Girl and 12, because my number on the basketball team has always been number 12, so I pretty much am attached to that number, and it's my identifier everywhere I go. It's on everything.
All right. Well, definitely some reading material to look forward to while watching you in the Paralympic Games. Tracy, thanks so much for taking the time today, and good luck with the preparations towards London.
Thanks so much.